Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last Monday, I have explained in principle on the agendas and the organizational work of the OEWG. This statement and intervention was, in fact, rather principle. I would like to emphasize now that although China has a different opinion on this so-called code of conduct on reducing space threats through norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior, yet I believe that after the adoption of the GA resolution, the whole proceeding will not be an individual, the procedures for individual state or an individual group of states. This agenda or these proceedings would be on behalf of all member states. It, in fact, be the common agenda of all member states. Our objectives is not on how many meetings that we're going to help. What is more important is to ensure the effective and wide participation of countries, and which can, from different angles, to contribute to this process. Together, we will serve our objectives of prevention from the arms race in outer space and to ensure the security in the outer space. I remember last Monday, in the discussions, many countries mentioned that they were not ready, they didn't have a time to prepare for some meetings. This is due to the fact that we have not made a decision on the schedule of meetings. Nearly all countries have mentioned that the inclusiveness and the transparency and to ensure the certainties. I quite understand what the chair has mentioned about urgency of making a decisions on the scheduling of the meetings. I would like to propose that we could take the May session as the first session of the of this OEWG. Sorry, I will turn into English.
And I would suggest that we use the time slot in May for our first session. And that will provide certainties for all delegations, and that will help to solve the concerns of all delegations. And I think that this decision we could make before noon, so that the secretary can make a necessary preparation and can notify relevant departments within the Secretariat to facilitate that arrangement. And in the process leading to the first session, I think I would encourage Ms. Chair to hold like maybe informal consultation with all member states and to with a close coordination with the Secretariat to find another time slot for the future sessions. Thank you, Ms. Chair.